The Outagamie Corporation Council has already told supporters of the new ordinance that it violates federal law. Joseph Guidotti says local governments aren't allowed to use legal residency status to deny non-cash benefits such as emergency medical aid, food, or shelter. But County Supervisor Jim Steinecke says he wants the Attorney General to weigh in. Steinecke says if the federal government can't pass an immigration bill, local governments have to deal with the problem themselves.
For me, it's a matter of fairness. I mean, we have taxpayers out there, some of whom are in need of these services, and for many of these services, there's long waiting lists. And it just didn't seem fair to me that some of them might be sitting on a waiting list while illegal immigrants may be getting these benefits ahead of them.
But immigrant rights advocates say local efforts like these stir up racist attitudes and hinder rather than help efforts to solve the illegal immigration problem. Christine Newman-Ortiz is with the group Voces de la Frontera. She says a recent federal court ruling striking down a similar ordinance in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, makes it clear that local governments can't make their own immigration laws.
Higher courts will only confirm what Hazleton has confirmed, which is, yes, indeed, the federal government does have jurisdiction over immigration. Where you're having, you know, local and state initiatives, they're a dead end because they don't resolve the problem.
Still, in Outagamie County, backers of local immigration laws say they'll wait for an attorney general's ruling and continue looking for ways to discourage illegal immigrants from moving into their communities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.